आज तक दिस इज रिकॉर्डिंग ऑन बाबरा मैस कुछ दैट्स MASCUCH बाबरा BARBARA मैस कुछ MASCUCH सी एज इन कैट प्लीज मैं कॉपी फॉर लिडिया कैफल रीडू and Dr. Barry Kusnich, KU. SNICH, Kusnich, KUSNICH, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Pulmonary hypertension period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady with a prior history of hemochromatosis. Has had periodic phlebotomies done in the past. And is under the care of a hematologist. Period. The patient also has undergone cardiac evaluation and apparently had an echocardiogram done on July 12, 23, and it showed a mildly enlarged right ventricle with normal contractility and a PA pressure of 53 millimeter of mercury, normal being under 40 millimeters. The patient apparently has had a prior 2D echo, but has not had any right heart catheterization done, period. She has no significant symptoms of dyspnea and does have a history for asthma. And has an occasional cough. And denies any nasal allergies or post-nasal drip. The patient also denies any leg edema. Next paragraph, her past history, the patient's past history has included history of Crohn's colitis. And a history for hypertension as well as history of hyperlipidemia and history for hemochromatosis. She has had no significant surgeries. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies history of smoking and no history of alcohol use. She worked as a nurse before retirement about 7 years ago. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, family history, father died of cancer of the esophagus and had asthma. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, sales, cataracts, no glaucoma. Denies vertigo but has some hoarseness and mild wheezing. And denies shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn. no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has she has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. And she has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Cardizem 300 milligrams daily, Losartan HCT 100-25 milligrams, half a tablet daily, aspirin one daily, and Benadryl as needed. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor sign of the ictus or superficial edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 159, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, and no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Peripheral pulses are well felt. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross deficits. No gross motor or sensory deficits. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Possible pulmonary hypertension. And number two is history of hemochromatosis. And number three is Crohn's disease. Number four is systemic hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She did have a CT chest which shows mild ground glass densities in the lung bases, suggesting volume loss and mildly dilated pulmonary arteries and a moderate to large hiatal hernia and severe compression fracture of L1. There's a calculus of the left kidney and changes of kyphoplasty T6 and T8. Period. The patient also was advised to get a ventilation perfusion lung scan to see if there's any evidence of pulmonary embolism. If these are all negative, I would suggest a right heart catheterization to evaluate her pulmonary artery pressures before deciding on any further therapy. She will use an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. And a follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Barry Kusnick, B-A-R-R-Y, Kusnick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K, Kusnick. And Lydia Kefalidou. Lydia Kefalidou, Kefalidou, MD, MD. Thank you, Dr. Sazar.